amateurs, and it's a thing you got to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I can. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. The Bigfoot stuff is still coming. I just haven't had a chance to get to it as yet. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry. You know, listen, they are specialists, all right? You have a competitive advantage over the rest of us if you own one of these fine vehicles. You have somebody who drives your vehicle every day, works on your vehicles every day, know them inside and out. First Class Halt only hires experts in the industry, people who know these vehicles and have decades of experience with them. In Anderson, for example, Greg is over 25 years with Lexus. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting the top specialists in the industry who know the specifics of your vehicle. And that's vital today because, look, a lot of these vehicles you can't even work on without the right equipment today. And from a standpoint of knowing your vehicles and the intricacies and the computer systems and everything else, you need people who are expert in your particular vehicle. And if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you have that with Halt. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. That's insanity. Free roadside assistance. Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. The facilities are so clean that you could eat off the floor. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. That is First Class Halt. That's what First Class Halt is. So do yourself a favor. I'm trying to help you. Do yourself a favor. Right now, in the month of March, you get $100 off any Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. And there may be people out there right now driving your vehicle around. You don't even know you have a timing belt. Or really what it does. Well, here's what it will do if it goes. It'll ruin your engine. And I don't know what the recommendations are for your particular vehicle, but it's probably like 50,000 miles you're supposed to get it replaced. If you're approaching that time frame, go make your appointment with Halt. Get it done and save $100 before you ruin your engine. $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. Too often I have to do that rotor resurfacing thing. I ignore the squeaks. $25 off right now. You get a Amazon or Starbucks $12 e-gift card with the purchase of Mobile One full synthetic oil change. If you're not running Mobile One, you ought to be. I run in all my vehicles. Fact. $5 Amazon or Starbucks e-gift card with the purchase of Mobile Super synthetic oil change. This is First Class Halt. So call them today. Set up your appointment. Indy Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. In Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. All right, Ramona, there's this. The next sign of the world, the end of the world, the apocalypse. From the Daily Mail, transgender athletes to be allowed to compete as the other sex in the Olympics without having gender reassignment surgery.
In the regular Olympics?
Regular Olympics.
You're kidding.
Wish I was.
Before the surgery?
Yeah, without surgery.
So in other words, they're saying that they're going to get it. And that's enough.
It takes some hormones for a few months. And then beat everybody and get
gold medals.
And let's be honest, what we're talking about. Let's be honest. Call yourself a woman, and then you get to compete against women. We're not talking about the other way around. Let's be honest, what we're talking about here. Let's have a little intellectual integrity on this subject. We're talking about males, individuals who have lived their whole life as a male, suddenly deciding that they want to get to compete against females, probably because they haven't been able to beat any males their whole life. So suddenly they want to find somebody they can beat, and they're now want to compete as females. And we're supposed to feel sorry for them. We're supposed to feel like there's something wrong with us if we don't want to give them a fair chance. You know, hey, look, screw you and the horse you rode in on. All right? Because this is a world gone insane. I'm sorry. I don't want to deny you your rights. I am fully supportive of your rights to live a productive life as a transgender individual. I hope you go on to do great things and get everything you want. I'm not in favor of job discrimination against you or anything else. But you cannot compete against a woman when you are a man. It is categorically 100% unfair to all the women you're competing against. The state of Connecticut, for 3 years running, has had males win women's sprint titles. The girls who were champion have all been ousted. And males are winning the women's sprint titles in the state of Connecticut 3 years running. And now we're going to allow that in the Olympics. Now we are going to allow males who declare themselves females and undergo a few months of hormone treatments to compete against females. Honestly, the world has gone completely nuts. Martina Navratilova recently came out and argued against this. She got shouted down. And
did she?
She's been vocal in what she's saying and saying it's blatantly unfair and these practices cannot be allowed to go on. And yet there were people who attacked her for that belief.
Well, I am not afraid of you. It's not fair. They're going to be stronger no matter what they're taking.
Right.
They're going to be like a super strong woman, I guess, if they end up being a woman.
They're
right?
men.
But they're, since they started as men, they're going to be, there's no way they can lose.
Right. They're men, and this is absolute nonsense.
Everything about their makeup is different.
It's total garbage, and I am not afraid of you on this issue. I am not afraid of you. I welcome the opposite opinion. Please, bring it.
And it won't work the other way.
Look, I don't care about your political correctness. I don't care about you nutcases with your agendas. I don't care about any of you. I don't care about any of you. If you can't see the elementary wrongness in all of this, then you are either intentionally blind or stupid. This notion of fairness is the most laughable thing I've ever heard. Fairness to males who want to act like they're females in competitive sporting events.
Yeah, just don't play sports.
I'm not concerned with the fairness to you. I'm concerned to the fairness to all those women. You know, allegedly in this country, one of the big issues, Title IX, women's rights, the same rights to the same athletic activities, these things. Okay, so we're going to do all those things. We're going to try and make things more attainable. We're going to try and open up more avenues to female sports. And then at the end of the process, we're going to Lucy pull the football out of Charlie Brown. At the end of it, that's what we're going to do. Oh yeah. We're gonna have more female sports. We're gonna make sure we give female athletes every chance to compete in all the sports they're desirous of competing in. And then at the end, we're going to let males win your events. Well, that seems fair. That seems perfectly logical. Perfectly logical. Here's a newsflash for you, dumbass. When you've been a male your whole life, when you've been a male for 25 years, You can take all the hormones you want over the course of a year. You are still a male. The hormones that you have built up in your entire lifetime that have made you a male, they do not vanish. You can't go back and retract the 25 years of testosterone. You cannot make it go away. It's still there. Why do you idiots think that the males you're allowing to compete in Connecticut in these sprints every year, why do you think they're winning those events? You think it's because they're great athletes? Is that what you think? Well, then I'm sorry. I must have missed it. Where are the other races they were winning when they were competing against males? When they were competing against males, show me the races they were winning. They're not winning because they're great athletes. They're winning because they have found a ridiculous way to game the system and to take advantage of running against female competitors. If I had a daughter who was running 100 meter in Connecticut, I would burn their entire place down. I mean, are you kidding me? And now, and I'm glad the text line all gets this. I mean, you have to be adult, a complete dullard, to think that this is okay. And then the astonishing thing is, if there's somebody like me or Martina Navratilova who raises her voice against this, these idiots want to shout us down. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm waiting. So what you want to do is you want to do what you want to do and then force us to abide by your decision. No. No one with common sense is ever going to agree to any of this. How many female athletic events are we going to let be won by males before we stand up and say, no, we're not doing this? How many? Again, this is not an argument against the rights of these individuals. Quite the contrary. I'm all for their rights. I'll stand up and fight for their rights. Their rights for gainful employment, to be employed as they choose, all these things. What I'm saying is, they can't compete against women in athletics. That's it. Fairness, fairness, fairness. Again, who's promoting the fairness to the females? Who they're beating? How are those ridiculous races you idiots in Connecticut are running that are being won by converted males or semi-converted males? How is that being fair to those female athletes who worked their whole life to get the chance to compete in these events? Again, it's as counterintuitive as can be. We live in a world where suddenly there's massive change afoot in terms of female athletics and opportunities and all these type of things. And that's good. That's good. So at the end of the process, Lucy pulls the football, and all their events are won by males. So now we're going to do this in the Olympic Games? I mean, are you people out of your minds? We're going to let men compete against females in the Olympic Games now. Transgender athletes to be allowed to compete as the other sex in the Olympics without capital letters, it says, without having gender reassignment surgery. The International Olympic Committee received guidelines at its consensus meeting on sex reassignment and hyperandrogenism. The policy change would allow transgender athletes to compete without having gender reassignment surgery. So you compete after 1 year of hormone replacement therapy and no surgery is required. I'm sorry. You're a male. You're a male, period. You couldn't compete against other males. And now you're looking to find a way to game the system. Furthermore, you know, I'll tell you something else. I'm sorry. I hate to tell you this. You former males who have won these events in the state of Connecticut and all these other places, you didn't win anything. You can sit there and you can celebrate. You can act, you know, like you're a champion. You didn't win squat. I have newsflash for you. You didn't win anything. You won only because you have an enormous competitive advantage because you've been a male your whole life and now you're getting to compete against females. That's the only reason you won. You suck. You're not even good. If you were good, you would have been beating males back when you were a male, but none of you were. None of you were winning. None of you were even on none of you were even in the landscape. Before these males who won these sprint races in Connecticut won, no one had ever heard of any of them. They won because they were gifted an enormous competitive advantage, and no one cared about the rights of all those girls. I'm sorry. So we're concerned about the rights of one individual versus the rights of all the females that one individual is going to compete against. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. You people are idiots. Absolute, total, dullard idiots. Somebody has to stand up to this stuff. This has to stop. It has to stop. You parents of daughters, I mean, this has to stop. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to slam my head against the wall 10 times during the break. Brad and all you others, I'm coming to you on the other side. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Absolute Waste Management. Got junk? Absolute Waste Management specializes in residential and commercial waste removal services for bulky unwanted items like old furniture, appliance, construction debris, yard waste, and more. They offer clean-out services for evictions, garages, attics, rental properties, estate liquidations, foreclosures. They also offer business clean-outs of stock rooms, old unused equipment, apartment clean-outs, barns, outbuildings, storage units. Stop tripping over it. Stop stepping around it and ignoring it. Get rid of it. They'll get your job done quick. They're locally owned and operated. No hidden fees. Straightforward pricing. No job too big or too small. Get your home cleaned up. Get your yard pool cleaned up. Old tires are not planters. Call my friends at Absolute Waste Management today. 864-266-7131. 864-266-7131. Sure, it's on the podcast. Absolutely, it's on the podcast. I'm not running. I'm not running from this issue. I mean, you people want to, anyone out there, any of these people are responsible for any of this stuff, you want to call and argue with me and state your case, by all means, come on in. But if you think for one second that the rest of us are going to stand by and abide by this, then you're crazy. Walt up to the road rage, quick break.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Mark Childress here. Join me March 9th at the Big Splash event at Clemson Marina. Broadcasting live from 9 to 11:30, kicking off the boating season with the biggest sale of the year, vendors, food, and more. Fun for the whole family. The Big Splash event, March 9th at Clemson Marina on Lake Hartwell.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
If you're opening a new business or your current business needs updated branding, call the pros at Electric City Signs to make your brand come to life. They take care of the entire design process from logo to install, channel letters, road signs, LED message centers. They do it all. Serving upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, and northeast Georgia businesses. Remember, a business with no sign is a sign of no business. Mention this ad to receive a 5% discount. 864-225-5352. Go Tigers.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Everybody on the text line in this state gets this. Everybody everywhere. I mean, everybody everywhere. And it's unanimous, 100% unanimous. Melissa and Greer writes, preach it, Walt, preach it, preach it. Another text writes, preach it, preach it. I feel like I've tuned into a revival. I mean, another, Walt, where's the females' rights? I mean, it goes on and on. Another, Walt, yes, thank you for having the manhood to make this statement. It doesn't stop. Every single one of these. If Zion Williamson starts taking hormones and declares he is a she, can he/she lead his team to the women's national championship?
That's
next
what
year?
I asked yeah. you during the break.
Yeah. Newsflash: Ryan Lochte can be as a woman and win more medals than Phelps. Right. Texas: wait until a male now female beats a woman to a pulp in women's boxing. Remember, this already happened. We've already had. Wrestling, okay? We've already had this happen in wrestling. Males who are now alleged females who are winning wrestling titles over females. We are insane. We are, if we're going to allow this in the Olympics, we are completely overboard. I'm telling you, parents everywhere, you cannot allow this. You have daughters. You know, we're talking about protecting and providing females more opportunities to compete. And then again, at the end of the process, we're to let males win their events. I mean, again, the state of Connecticut is a disgrace, an absolute unmitigated disgrace. And none of those losers will come on and defend it either. Remember, Ramona? In Cromwell, Connecticut, remember that idiot coach
yeah.
who tried to defend it? We tried yeah. to get him on. Yeah. We tried to get him on the show. I mean, that guy, no one ever wanted him on radio before, right? So he's going to take an opportunity to come on radio. No, he wouldn't come on. He wouldn't come on because he knows exactly what's going to happen to him because he doesn't have the testosterone to back his own views. Because he knows that none of those things he said to that stupid newspaper up there hold any weight or water.
He knows he can't actually argue with somebody who has an IQ over 50 and win that argument. This notion of protecting rights is utterly laughable. It is not applicable in terms of sporting events. It is applicable in terms of real life. In terms of job opportunities, that's where it's applicable. It is not applicable in a sporting event where you have a competitive advantage. Again, just some common sense is all I'm asking for. Some common freaking sense. Those converted athletes in Connecticut, they had never won anything competing as males. Nothing. They didn't even show up on anybody's radar. They converted or started the process to convert to females, and now they're winning all the sprint titles in Connecticut in the ladies' sprint championship, in the girls' sprint races.
Why are they all piled up at that one school?
I have no idea. I have
what
no idea.
What do you do? Go out and see if he can find some others since the one won all the races? He's got more than one going on over there.
Yeah, it's three consecutive years now. males have won female sprint championships in Connecticut. And now we're going to do it in the Olympics. That's right. So a male beats my daughter in wrestling, he's going to have to wrestle me outside. Exactly right. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, you know what? We're at the point where it's us versus them. And we have to take it back, okay? We cannot allow these things to go on. We cannot allow us to be shouted down over these things, to be intimidated. We cannot allow for the attacks that Martina Navratilova was under for suggesting all this is absolutely ridiculous. We cannot stand idly by and allow these people to do this anymore. It is utterly laughable. It is completely counterintuitive. It doesn't stand any test of reason. Perry, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, listen, just wanted to thank you for your candor and courage to just tell the truth and stand up for common sense, of which there's a complete and total lack of in this country or in this world. And I just couldn't agree with more with what you're saying. That's just all I had to say. I won't take up your time because you're on such a good rant.
Thank you,
I hate to keep you from it.
Thank you, Perry.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Kind words. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, look, again, just some common sense. Just some common sense. I'm sorry. I've seen these. You know, again, these little videos. There, the celebrations in Connecticut and et cetera. I'm sorry. I don't know how to tell you this. You didn't win anything. You don't have any reason to be celebrating. You took advantage of an absurd loophole. You've taken advantage of the absurdity of other individuals in allowing you to do this, but you're not actually a champion of anything. I have a newsflash for you. You didn't win anything. You didn't win anything. You weren't good enough to even compete against males, and now you've and by the way, I'm not saying that these individuals made the move solely for athleticism. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that they don't have a right to pursue being whatever they want to be. If you're a male and you want to be a female, good for you. Tremendous. I hope you get every opportunity to do whatever you want, except compete against actual females in athletic events. That is in no way a limitation of your rights. It is not. It is a protection on the rights of actual females. These individuals in Connecticut, not champions of anything. Champions of an absurd system that allows them to gain the most significant competitive advantage humanly possible and to beat athletes who are fundamentally better than them. These girls who were the actual champions prior to these men, males starting to win these events, those girls were actually athletes. Those girls were actually talented and had worked their whole lives One of those girls, the first year of this, one of those girls was like a two-time defending champion. She got trounced. She got trounced in the 100 meters, 200 meters, whatever it was. Trounced by the new female athlete. The new conversion athlete. After being the two-time defending state champion. That's fair. That makes perfect sense. Perfectly fair. I'm glad you're protecting the rights of that guy. Versus the rights of all those girls that are being trampled upon. We need to wake up. We need to wake up. We need to stop this. You can't have transgender, non-surgical athletes competing in the Olympics. Sorry. Sorry. Can't happen. Ridiculous. Georgia Clay. Clay, how are you?
What's going on, Walt? Man, hey. I cannot agree with you more on this subject. My goodness, you're hitting the nail right on the head. This is my thing. You know, I'm all for the human race being able to do what they want to do with their own bodies. You go if you want to be transgender, that's fine. But you give up your right to compete against the opposite sex whenever you do that. You are not going to go as a man and compete against a female. I saw about 3 months ago, I actually saw an article in this situation of an MMA fighter. He was 1-7, had a 1-7 record as a man.
Yes. Yeah.
Transitioned to a female and was ragdolling these women and throwing them around the cage and beating their brains in. And now he's got the championship or whatever fighting league that he's fighting in. And it's a man.
Like, I forgot about that.
This is a man.
Yeah. Clay, we had covered that story on the show, and I had forgotten all about that. I'm glad you reminded me of that.
And there's your best example of all. I'll also take it for one of these women to get seriously hurt.
Exactly right.
By somebody like that. That's all it's going to take, and this is all going to come to an end. And look, I'm all for equal rights as far as, you know, women across the board, but there's one thing they'll never be equal to men as, and that's physically. You're never going to be physically equal to a man, and I'm sorry. You know, that's just the way that it is. Now, there's outliers. There's women out there that's twice as big as some men. But, you know, overall, you're not going to be a woman and be as physically strong and as big as a man is. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
I don't get how the whole world is in agreement that we need to promote female athletic endeavors and activities, and there needs to be Title IX and more opportunities for females. And I'm in complete agreement with all those things. Absolutely. It's long overdue. Women need opportunities in athletic endeavors. I'm all behind it. So we're going to do all that, and then at the end of it, we're going to let males win their events? I mean, come on. I mean, there can't be anything more counterintuitive, short-sighted, or idiotic than that.
Like I said, Walt, I couldn't agree with you anymore, man, and I appreciate you standing up for what you feel is right and you having a voice for it.
Thank you, Clay.
That's what we need. We need a voice on the other side, and I'm glad that it's you, man.
Thank you, Clay.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Clay. I mean, you know, again, common sense, fairness. You know, these people are so desperate to employ what they view as fairness and not violating someone's rights that they are willing to trample on the rights of the vast majority. And that is counterintuitive.
That's always the way it is, though.
Yeah.
It's if you have a bigger mouth, everybody thinks that they can run over and make everybody's opinion change to yours.
Well, you know, again, not only is this happening, but they're telling us why it's happening and why it needs to continue to happen. Well, the rest of us humans who have brains need to stand up and say, no, you're not doing this. This does not work. Sorry. Let me get Clemson Dad in here quickly. Clemson Dad.
Hey, Walt, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Clemson Dad. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I was reading this article. It's kind of the opposite of what you're talking about, but it is a transgender deal. It's a got a transgender person in Texas who won the girls 6A wrestling division. And they're like 32-0, but this cat was born a female, but it's taking steroid treatments and this and that to become a man. So is that that's the same thing to me, right, Walt?
Yeah. Yes, he has a competitive advantage. He has a competitive advantage that is blatantly unfair.
But according to the Texas state laws,
yeah, they're full of crap too, and those laws all need to be changed. They're full of crap too. Right. That stuff should not be happening in Texas, of all places.
No, I know, right? But anyway, it says that, you know, the public schools require athletes to compete under the gender on their birth certificate. Well, he don't look like a girl to me, or she, or whatever. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there. I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. And I know you're talking about this now. I had some NFL Combine comments, but I can call you back later in the week and talk about that.
All right. Yeah, do that. I appreciate it, Clemson Dad. Thank you very much. Dave in Simpsonville and the rest of you guys, as soon as we get back, before we go to break, quickly, let me tell you about my friends at Urban Nirvana. 12 different types
of
massage. I do right now. 12 different types of massage to choose from. Something for absolutely everybody. There's even a prenatal massage. The people who listen just swear by. I've received all sorts of unsolicited testimonials about Urban Nirvana and the prenatal massage. We had a couple who, the wife received the massages every week in the last trimester, and they swore how much it helped them. This is Urban Nirvana. We had a gentleman who called us or wrote us and said, you know, his wife buys him the gift certificates to Urban Nirvana because he works in a physical environment 65 to 70 hours a week, and he wouldn't survive it without the Urban Nirvana touch. This is Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage, something for absolutely everybody. The salon that employs the leading stylists in the Southeast. And for you, the giver, think about the people who do things for you in your life and how easy it would be to give back a little thing, something to them. Go to urbannirvana.com, print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. It's just that simple. Welcome to the Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This Wednesday, Brad Brunell and his Tigers hit the road for the last time this regular season as they travel to Indiana to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in hoops action in hopes of bringing home a huge victory. Pre-game starts at 8:30 p.m. with a 9 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey guys, this is Michael Thacker with Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales team. If you haven't heard about this project yet, you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge is Clemson's first condo hotel opening this fall. We still have studios, two bedrooms, and three bedroom condos available, but they are selling fast. Call us today at 864-775-5500 to schedule a visit. You'll want to be part of this. Visit us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard to secure your spot today.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow specialty tools you need for the job, free of charge, so you don't waste money on rarely used tools. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Daily Protection Conventional Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for $24.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Join us at the 3rd annual Big Splash Sales event at Kunza Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids' entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Kunza Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha outboards dealer.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
Graceland Portable Buildings of Pickens is committed to providing high-quality buildings at a great deal, offering buildings for any need, utility sheds for storage, workshops, cabins with front porches, even large garage buildings with roll-up doors. Manufactured to last, Graceland's buildings come with warranties, free delivery, free setup, and the best rent-to-own program in the business. Visit the sales lot at 2331 Walhalla Highway in Pickens or call 864-898-9569.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
One, two, three, and.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Yeah, I don't have time for it. Lines are jammed. I'm coming to you. People are, justifiably outraged. My Garage, by Essex. Lester and Roxanna just do an incredible job. Lester used to design vehicles for the Ford Motor Company. He designed the building that My Garage is in. He wanted more transparency. He put in these big diamond-shaped windows in the waiting area, in the lounge, and you can watch your vehicle being worked on right under your nose. Who does that? I think probably, quite clearly, people with honesty and integrity. Listen, Lakeside Lodge is Lakeside Lodge. My Garage has served the upstate community for way more than a decade and have done it the right way. Their team has hundreds of years of experience and they know vehicles inside and out. They're so advanced in terms of everything they offer. They do everything mechanically. They specialize in computer diagnostic, engine repairs. The only things they don't do are body work and paint. This is My Garage. They even have robotic alignment. The alignment is perfect every single time. A human being never touches your vehicle. It's worth going to My Garage just to have that done, just to see it. How many times have you gotten your vehicle after an alignment and the toe is off and it's still pulling to the left or the right? Look, My Garage is well known for their work with the exotics, Mercedes, BMW, Audi, Land Rover, Porsche, Infiniti, Lexus. But Lester and Roxanna want me to tell you, they work on any make and model of vehicle. So by all means, call them, go see them. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry tires from many of the leading manufacturers, such as Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many, many others. Complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection. You mention my name. 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. You know, Ramona, the other thing is, I've heard some of this is going on in this state, too. Again, it has to be stopped. It has to be stopped immediately. It makes no sense. You are trampling on the rights of the majority because of your strange obsession with protecting the rights of one. And this isn't a rights issue. This is a fairness issue. Rights would have to do with whether you can get gainful employment or whether you're being discriminated against from an employment standpoint. This is a competitive fairness versus competitive advantage issue.
It's a world gone crazy issue. And you know, one more thing, and I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. You know, think about this. This is absurd enough at the high school level. I mean, I felt terrible for that girl who was the two-time defending state champion, and she wound up having her championship taken away by a male winning the sprint races, 100 and 200 meters. I felt terrible for her. Terrible. But think about it from an Olympic standard. You're talking about people who work their whole lives. There's a difference between a high school athlete and winning a state championship in a state like Connecticut and a female athlete who is good enough to represent her country in the Olympic Games. So you're talking about females who have dedicated themselves their whole life to attaining certain goals that they have worked for, in some cases, for 15 years. And at the end of that, you're going to Lucy and Charlie Brown? You're going to let some male who's been a male his whole life come in at the last minute and beat them? And that's going to be okay? You people are idiots. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave.
Well, you know, you're talking about the Olympics. You're talking about high school. One thing you're not talking about as far as competitive advantage is Title IX. You know, Title IX was invented to create more opportunity for the female athlete to go to college. So now if you're an average tennis player or you're an average golfer or you're an average, you know, swimmer, what's to say that you're not making certain changes to where you can now take advantage of Title IX to get your position on to get an athletic scholarship? Now you're talking financial. So if, you know, is the World Olympic Congress, they're not going to do anything. It's a joke what they're, you know, you even have problems with doping and their immediate reaction to those things. The NCAA is also pretty much a paper administrative group. I mean, they have no authority unless they want to kill a program just because they don't like them. How is the NCAA gonna regulate that, govern that? Because you could have one make that choice. Then that's going to open the door. So what becomes of Title IX there? And I'll take it off the air, Walt. Have a good night.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point. I don't have an answer for all that right now. Don't pretend to. All I know is on a simple common sense, from a simple common sense human standpoint, this is not about rights. It's about trampling on the rights of the legitimate women and girls who have worked, in many cases, years or even decades to fulfill their dreams. And again, we're so concerned about opportunity, but at the end of the process, we're going to award bogus winners, people who don't deserve and should not be competing. And I'm sorry, you don't have a right. You have a right to gainful employment. You have a right to pursue that. But what you don't have a right to do is because you declare yourself something and then you go about allegedly starting to change who you are, you still have, again, in these cases, 20 years worth of male steroids running through your body. You are a male, whether you like it or not. In these cases, we're talking about still having male plumbing. We're talking about non-surgery. We're talking about pre-surgical athletes being able to compete without. Here's how it's actually worded: the policy would allow transgender athletes to compete without gender reassignment surgery. Well, then you're actually not really a transgender athlete. I don't know. I might get caught up somewhere in the logistics there, which I'm not going to. The bottom line is this: you're allowing males to compete against females. I'm sorry, that's the bottom line. The state of Connecticut, you're a disgrace. You've allowed male athletes to compete against your female athletes and win your sprint championships. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. It's absolutely embarrassing, and you idiots actually keep defending it. But none of you will debate it. Because actually none of you have any testosterone. None of you are actually willing to come on anywhere and debate it. You do these things and then you go hide under a rock somewhere. Come out in the light. Let's talk about it. Come out from under the rock. Come on out. Come on out. Ernie, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Fascinating subject. I was listening and all of a sudden an old name came flashing back into my mind. Renee Richards.
Oh, yes.
Renee freaking Richards.
Yes.
I was a left-handed tennis player back in the day, and I was a big fan of Connors and McEnroe, but the women's game with Billie Jean and Martina and Chris Everett and Gulligan and Margaret Court was big. And this man, you know, at the time, this is, I don't know, late 70s, early 80s, you know, was the first time I ran into or even heard of somebody who had gender reassignment surgery. Richard, I think his last name was Raskins or Ratkins or something like that, converted to, and he was a nationally ranked amateur player, played in college. He was a doctor, converted to a female, became Renee Richards, and actually played on tour, on the women's tour for a few years. And I don't know if she won any tournaments, but was obviously good enough with strength-wise to play at a pro level on the women's tour, even though on the male side was only, you know, a nationally ranked amateur, which is probably not a big deal. But I remember later on in life.
It's a big deal. It should never have happened.
Right. And later on, she admitted that, or she felt that, and she sued to play on the tour because they wouldn't let her play.
Yeah.
She later on in life felt like it was inequitable, you know, that she shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Right. She admitted later in life that she did have a competitive advantage.
Correct. Yeah. And irony of ironies, I remember she ended up coaching Navratilova for a few years.
Yeah.
So, but a fascinating subject. And, you know, we're all with you. It's ridiculous.
Thank you. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, at some point, everyone has to stand up to this issue because this is becoming more prevalent. This is being accepted. We're now talking about making this the norm at the Olympics. This has to stop. It has to stop. I mean, can you imagine you had a daughter who worked for 15 years. Her whole dream was to get to the Olympic Games. You know, let's just say she's a sprinter. Let's say she's a 100-meter sprinter, all right? And she's worked 15 years to be the best 100-meter sprinter, and she has a chance for a medal, a gold, silver, bronze, whatever. She has a chance. She has a chance to medal. And now you have this male who has never been as committed, never been on anyone's radar, is a decent sprinter, but not a guy who's capable of winning championships or anything. He goes through this process of taking hormones for a few months, and now he's eligible to compete for the Olympics. Now, I guess my hope would be that the female Olympic athletes are so good that they would beat his brains in anyway, but we can't allow for that possibility. We cannot allow the possibility that female can lose to in that situation. It is completely, totally unfair. It is completely counterintuitive. It doesn't pass any common sense standard whatsoever. And it is the height of absurdity to be so desperate to look out for the interests of one that you trample on the interests of many. Georgia Tech, Julius. Julius, how are you?
Hey, yeah, well, just got a little counterpoint. Not that I agree with it, but I got a friend of mine who is a woman's tennis player and quite good. And she says she's a female chauvinist pig, and that ain't right. And what she's talking about is this, that you had Billie Jean King and Pam Shriver start whining about women ought to be paid the same as men on the tennis tour. This guy just brought this up. Well, you know, John McEnroe said, well, if we all be the same, let's all play five sets, and then we quit worrying about who's what. Of course, that went over like a lead balloon. Everybody whined and cried that one out. But what they did was they made the money the same. Now you got an incentive. A guy, so ask Venus Williams when she was number one in the world. She decided she'd play some guy from Germany who was number 200 and something on the practice court.
He was drinking beer and smoking cigarettes, and he still beat her 3-1. All he had to do was go. He didn't realize it, maybe, but go and get a few hormone changes, and now he's competitive on the women's tour. And
I forgot about that little deal with Williams. You're 100% right about that. And I get your other point as well. It's sort of a different argument about the financial element and should it be equal. No, that is a free market issue, and that shouldn't be dictated. But that's a bit of a different argument. Julius, I have to run. I appreciate the call.
Hey. Thank you very much.
Good job. That's it. Clemson basketball headed your way. I think the Tigers win. It won't be easy. I'll see you tomorrow.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5 The Roar.